Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 48 of Soul Talk Podcast. So this episode is a follow-up from a reel that I've literally just posted on Instagram. And the reel that I just posted on Instagram was talking about stress and how it affects our periods. And how it affects our sex hormone, but mostly, what I talked about in the reel anyway was how it affects the progesterone levels. So I'm gonna talk a wee bit more, because obviously, you know, you only get 90 seconds for a reel, and there's not really a lot that you can say in that time. So I'm gonna just talk about that in more detail. So I was talking about how stress, we know that stress massively affects our bodies in general. And this weekend, and recording this on the 9th of February, and this weekend I am speaking at a gym in Belfast to their female clientele and some of their personal trainers, male and female, and I will be talking to them about how they can train around their menstrual cycle. So one of the elements of this talk is how stress affects the body and the sex hormones. And a lot of the feedback that I get from this is, oh, but I'm not stressed, I'm not under any stress, everything's good in my life, you know. And like, stress doesn't mean that, oh my god, I'm swamped, I'm so stressed, like I have no support, I'm under so much pressure with work, I hate my relationship, I hate my life. That, you know, you can be happy but still be putting your body, sorry, under a lot of stress. So one way that we do this is by not listening to our body's needs and intensely training at the gym. Or look at marathon runners, for example, who lose their period completely. So I want to just talk a wee bit more about the role that stress plays on the body and how it affects our hormones as a woman, as a menstruator. So if we look at the example first and foremost of, first of all, let me talk about just stress in general. So stress in general in the body, when we're stressed, our cortisol levels rise, so that's the stress hormone, the stress chemical. And when the cortisol is high in the body, we know that it can be very damaging. It's good to have cortisol in the body, by the way. Cortisol isn't the enemy. The problem is having too much cortisol in the body. So we need to manage that and not have too high levels of cortisol in the body, basically. So, you know, it's having a healthy balance of that. When we have too much cortisol in the body, that's what can lead to imbalance of hormones, disease, illnesses. Basically, cortisol affects every function in the body, bodily functions, higher hormones operate and function, higher different systems in the body, the digestive system, the respiratory system, or how everything in the body basically functions. And for the sex hormones particularly, cortisol is very damaging, because when cortisol rises, progesterone decreases, and basically we need progesterone to bleed. So the progesterone hormone supports the function of the menstrual cycle. So cortisol is an essential hormone. It does affect every organ and tissue in our bodies. It plays an important role in regulating the stress response. It helps to control our body's use of fats and proteins and carbs and metabolism. Dr. Mindy Pilts talks about this a lot. So if you haven't already, if you don't already follow her on Instagram, I would definitely do that. She's really, really good at talking about the female menstrual cycle. I really love her work. And she talks about this in great detail on different podcasts as well. So you could actually just search for her on Spotify or whatever. So the problem is, as I say, when there's too much cortisol in the body, it's not a good thing. It's kind of, it's almost shutting the body's function down. Like it's not allowing the body to operate as it wants to, as it should do. So the other thing then is, if we just take it back a step and have a wee look at progesterone. So progesterone, what it does to the body, mood and emotions wise, progesterone is known as the relaxing hormone. So it has a mildly sedative effect. It's a hormone that's good for mood because it works basically, a lot of different scientific words that I'm not going to bring in because I'm not going to pretend that I know these words without looking at them on screen. But in a nutshell, what it does is it calms the GABA receptors in the body, and therefore it's almost like a tranquilizing type of experience that it brings to the body. So we experience progesterone at its peak in the luteal phase of our menstrual cycle, which is after ovulation, whenever we're getting ready for our period. So when we're premenstrual, we're getting the higher levels of progesterone, and that's when the estrogen drops. And this can make us more sleepy. And also progesterone is particularly high in women who are pregnant. So it can have a calming effect on the mood. It also is why we get breast swelling and tenderness, and bloating and anxiety and agitation and depression whenever we're premenstrual, because if the progesterone levels are too high, it can, that is basically what the symptoms can be and what happens. So the other thing then is from a not mood or emotional perspective, but actually from a body perspective, it does several things to the body. Progesterone, it thickens the lining of the uterus, getting you ready for pregnancy. It regulates bleeding during menstruation. It supports pregnancy after conception. It helps to improve mood. It supports the thyroid function, and it supports lactation, which is breastfeeding. So when the cortisol levels are high, we're actually stopping all of this good stuff from happening, because the cortisol level in the body is taken over. So when the cortisol levels are high, progesterone can only be low, and when progesterone is high, cortisol will be low. So one cannot be high, what one can only be high, not both. So they both cannot be high at the same time. So as I say, like, I think it's really important to acknowledge that not everyone will feel stressed, for example, and they may be not experiencing a regular period or may have completely absent periods. And it's important then to look at a few different things. So it's important to look at your sleep. It is important to look at your diet, it is important to look at your exercise regime, and you know, do you go to the gym, and how often do you go to the gym, and what types of training are you doing at the gym, and how is this bringing stress into your body. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I could give you as a woman, or you as a someone who works with women, say for example a personal trainer or a coach or a nutritionist or whatever, and good nutritionists will know this, and good personal trainers will also already know this information, is that working with women is a lot more complex and that a day in, day out, same exercise regime, same diet plan is not going to work. So if you're listening to this as a woman who follows a diet plan, is, you know, maybe trying to stay in shape or lose weight, must be at the gym multiple times a week, you know, is working on lifting heavier weights, is working on and meeting their personal bests and all that, it's really important that, and one of my biggest pieces of advice to you is that you begin to work that around your menstrual cycle. So the only way that you can actually do that is to start tracking your menstrual cycle. So start to actually track where you're at in your cycle. And that will allow you to understand what's going on in your body at that time from a hormone perspective, and what your needs are. Are your needs being met? What foods you should probably be eating more or less of? How much rest you need, you know, before we have our period, after ovulation and the lead up to our bleed, and during our bleed, we need more rest. So if you look at the menstrual cycle as a for the first part now, there's different phases which I'll not get into for this episode, but if you break your menstrual cycle down into two phases, the inner masculine and the inner feminine. And within the inner masculine, you've got your inner autumn and your, within the inner feminine, you've got your inner autumn and your inner winter. And that's when you need more rest, and that's when you need more food, and that's when you need more support, and that's when you're getting prepared for obviously your bleed. And then the other phases of your cycle are your inner masculine, which is your inner spring and your inner summer. And I'll not get into them too much, but just to touch on them, that's when you can call them your power weeks, and that's when you can go a wee bit, you know, meet your personal best at the gym and train a wee bit harder and, you know, exert a bit more energy, socialize more, and all of that. And you might find that you need less sleep during that time as well. And, you know, I have to say, I'm not medically trained in hormones. I'm not a medical professional, but I am a woman with hormones, and I do that. This is my work. I work with women who want to improve their lives, who want to improve their health. And one of the first places that I often start with is the menstrual cycle. So, like, you know, we are living in a very unnatural way. This world that we live in demands so much of us. And if I can just talk a wee bit about the nervous system. So, you know, there's two parts of our nervous system. There's the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight, and there's the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and repair, rest and digest. So the problem is that we spent way too much time in fight or flight, and the sympathetic nervous, which is the sympathetic nervous system. So we experience higher levels of anxiety. We experience higher levels of stress. The problem is we're actually not overly aware of it because we're just so used to living this way. But we are experiencing constant spikes in our cortisol levels, and constantly having our bodies under stress, even if we feel mentally that is actually not the case. So Yeah, I just wanted to bring a wee bit of awareness to that. And just to invite you as well to sit with yourself, you know, it's really, really powerful to do this on a daily basis, is to sit with yourself. And by the way, I don't get the chance to do this every day, often as well. You know, I'm just a human too. But it's just having that awareness of sitting with yourself, checking in with yourself, asking yourself some questions. You know, am I stressed? Could my body be under stress? And if you're not having a period or you're having irregular periods, then your reproductive organs are not working as they should be because you're clearly not ovulating. So again, it's not to bring a fear to you by saying this. It's just to help you bring awareness so that you can make some changes. So look at your life. Are you stressed? What relationships are difficult? How is work? How would you describe your financial stability? Could you be happier? If yes, how? What can you shift? What can you release? What can you let go of? I have a couple of clients who really, really, really love their gym routine. And I love the gym too, don't get me wrong. I used to love it a lot more than I do now. But the problem is that, the thing is that the gym is their release, and it's their getaway from, you know, whatever stress they might have in their life. The problem is then that they're causing their bodies more stress, even though, you know, they're right, the estrogen's rising, they're working out, they're releasing any tension in the body, or the mind actually, mostly. But then they're putting, the body's paying for it because they're putting the body under severe stress and pressure if they're not giving their bodies a break. So because we don't want to sit with our thoughts and actually deal with things, we basically, the body has to pay for that. We put the body under severe pressure. So just think about that, you know, like think about your exercise, think about your daily routine. And if you absolutely must have that gym session, that's okay. Just try to balance things out with maybe yoga or some daily meditation, even if it's just for a couple of minutes. Rewind back to where I read those questions out as well and write them down. Let those be your daily check-in questions every day, or even once a week or every other day. Use them to actually journal to as well, and not just to think about them. And know and understand the role the cortisol is playing on your sex hormones and on your body. If you're a woman and you're not getting a period, you have to be asking why. You really have to be asking why, because it's not normal to not have that bleed. Also one other thing, if you suffer with PMS, too much cortisol and stress and too little self-care will also lead to PMS, because you're really just, you're not giving your body what it needs, you're not listening, you're not slowing down, you're not resting. So there's a PMS episode, if you want to check that out. It's quite related to PMS and anxiety as well, if you want to check that out. I just want to keep this short and snappy, so I'm going to finish up. But if there's anything that you would like to know more about in this area, or if you would like to reach out with any questions, or if you would like to reach out with any feedback, please do. You can message me on Instagram or Facebook. The information will be in the notes section of this episode. And I work with women on a one-to-one basis for menstrual cycle awareness and helping women to live more cyclically. Some of the services that I offer are helping people who have conditions like PCOS or endometriosis, or PMDD is one of the common ones as well. I also work with women to help them just to understand their cycle and live more cyclically so that they can get into this natural rhythm of their life. And yeah, just to help them have that more of a connection to their body and understand themselves a wee bit more. So if you'd like any information on that, or if you'd like to work with me, drop me a message. A lot of menstrual problems come down to stress and emotions. So that's where I go with a lot of my work. So thank you so much for listening. And yeah, reach out if you would like more information or if you'd like to work with me. Thank you.